I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1943. On this day, marking the death of the first woman general organizer appointed by the American Federation of Labor, Mary Kenny O'Sullivan was born the only child of working-class Irish immigrants in Hannibal, Missouri. She worked at a printing and binding factory in Missouri, and then moved to Chicago for work in the city's binderies. She helped organize the Chicago Women's Bindery Workers Union. Mary Kenny O'Sullivan became friends with Settlement House social worker Jane Addams. The newly formed bindery union held their meetings at Addams' Hull House. O'Sullivan joined another champion for working people, Florence Kelly, on her investigation of sweatshops and slums in Chicago. O'Sullivan was one of a group of women who rose to national prominence as organizers for progressive change. Her work caught the attention of Samuel Gompers, president of the AFL. Gompers named O'Sullivan the AFL's first female organizer in 1892. In 1893, O'Sullivan was one of the main speakers, along with Florence Kelly, at a rally organized by Hull House and the Chicago Trades and Labor Assembly. 1,000 people heard her speak that day. The purpose of the rally was to demand inspections of the conditions in the city's factories. Later that year, the Illinois governor signed the State Factory Inspection Act. The next year, O'Sullivan married John O'Sullivan, the labor editor of the Boston Globe. She relocated to the East Coast, where she continued to fight for workers' rights. And thus we remember Mary Kenny O'Sullivan, who was one of the leading voices of her time for improving workplace safety in Chicago and throughout the United States. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.